sound coming out of both sides.
Dave Schrader and John Buzard are tinkering with the Virginia Theater's 900-pipe Hope Jones orchestral organ, days before Saturday's rededication ceremony, celebrating the organ's first-ever full-scale restoration. While Buzard has just completed the nearly $150,000 restoration, Schrader is living out a childhood dream by playing at the theater. A music teacher at Bismarck Henning High School, Schrader also calls himself a closet theater organ freak. That's due in part to the late Warren York, who rose from the orchestra pit playing the Wurlitzer for more than 20 years.
Warren could sit and play anything, and he would play it in G-flat or F-sharp or whatever the key is that has the most black keys. And I'd say, aren't you making that awful difficult for yourself? He goes, why no? He said, it was good enough for George Gershwin. It's good enough for me.
York passed away last July, but Schrader says his friend will be there in spirit for the organ's rededication ceremony. Buzard says by adding two ranks of pipes, the Wurlitzer should produce a sound no one has heard since its installation, essentially putting the woodwind and brass sections back in the band, pipes that theater supporters couldn't afford 90 years ago.
One of the fellows that has acted on our behalf as a consultant during this project told us, this is, of course, after we had done all of our work, he said, you know, John, this organ could have very easily wound up in the dumpster for as much work as was really required to bring this instrument back to life. And I certainly appreciated that, having gone through the process of restoring it all this last year.
Started in December 2010, the restoration was supposed to have been completed in November, but John Paul Buzard Pipe Organ Builders undertook what Buzard calls the equivalent of open-heart surgery on the Wurlitzer. His staff had to take it apart twice before discovering small cracks in the organ's chest, which meant control air escaped into the atmosphere. And he says wind generated below the stage wasn't properly making its way through the pipes.
What volunteers had tried to do in order to make the organ louder was that they'd actually damaged the pipes in order to try and make them speak louder. And the problem was that the organ never got enough wind from the blower. From 1921, that 90-year-old problem had never been troubleshot.
Virginia Theater Director Stephen Bentz says the organ's restoration will also make it more appropriate for new kinds of performances.
It was installed really to be an organ that would play under silent movies, and that's different from an organ that's put into a space in kind of a concert hall setting. And I think what they're doing and have done is bringing that along, you know, making the organ much more powerful.
On Saturday night, award-winning organist Chris Gorsuch comes in from the West Coast to see what a refurbished Wurlitzer can do. Bent says there's not an exact playlist as of yet for the two-hour concert, but Gorsuch will accompany Liberty, a 1929 silent film starring Laurel and Hardy. The evening also includes a presentation on the organ's restoration and an exhibit of Virginia artifacts. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media.